This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Max Drew sent a motivational text to his teammates to the Cavs on Tuesday morning. What were some of his teammates thinking when they received that text? Well, we have some very interesting audio of what they might have been thinking when they got that text from Max. That's coming up at 7:45. However, we bring in Bobby Marks now to talk about how the Cavs can get better, if the Cavs can get better, if there are any moves that the Cavs can make. Bobby Marks, former NBA assistant general manager, ESPN. Bobby, real quick, I don't think you crossed paths with Kenny Atkinson at Brooklyn, no?
No, I was, my last year was 2015.
And that was right and, before.
Yeah, no, I didn't, but I know Kenny well. So, no, I did not work with him in Brooklyn, though.
So, you know, we're trying to, it's unfair, but it's blame radio, things like that. Bobby, what are the differences from last year to this year between J.B. Bickerstaff and Kenny Atkinson that we can hold on to? Because, you know, we're trying to find somebody to point our sights at right now. And, you know, the players are the players. We very rarely want to point it at the players. We always go at the head coach. We did it last year with J.B., and here we were this year. And it's like, oh, inbounds passes, things like that. I'm like, well, we said the same thing about that last season.
Yeah, I mean, I think last year they were – you know, I know certainly Donovan kind of limped to the finish line a little bit, but I felt, you know, and I know, you know, Jarrett was out, but I mean, this year, I mean, as I said in the article, for the first, whatever, 7 months of the regular season and 2 weeks of the playoffs, they were the best team in the NBA. I mean, you know, or at least in the Eastern Conference. And then all of a sudden you get to a second round against Indiana and things certainly changed. I mean, the list of injuries, certainly, if you want to blame that, and nobody, I guess, probably nobody really cares, but I mean, when you have Mobley, Garland, Mitchell, Hunter, I mean, none of those four guys are 100%. You know, I think you could, that plays a huge role. I think, you know, listen, it's a disappointing year. You win 64 games and you're expecting to get to a conference, to a conference finals. You know, the game, of course, game two is probably the game that lost the series, the inability to close when you should have. So, yeah, I mean, listen, you guys, of course, you can do blame radio and you can pick apart and stuff like that. But I do think, you know, I do think a lot. I mean, them during the regular season last year were they were a good to average team. I mean, then during this year, of course, were a dominant team. But as we know, things change in the second round here. And I do think injuries had to play at least some of it into that.
Bobby Marks with us right now on the hotline. So the first thing we all do immediately when a team loses in the playoffs is start to think about whether or not they need to retool or not. And last year they decided, you know what, we are keeping the core, but we are dismissing the coach. So that was going to be where they made their big change. Well, obviously, Atkinson's going to be back next year. Now the question is, how prohibitive is the new CBA landscape for them to be able to truly make moves?
extremely prohibitive. The extension of Donovan kicking in, and then certainly with Evan's extension, you know, changing, with him being named Defensive Player of the Year, adding another $8 or $9 million to their payroll next year has, and then of course when they went out and made the DeAndre Hunter trade at the deadline, they basically paused the financial clock for about a year, and it's equivalent to going out and getting a home equity loan where you're getting money up front, but you're going to pay a significant interest rate down the road there. And that's what's basically going to happen with the Hunter trade. They're a second apron team right now. So what does that mean? They're $13 million. They're not just over, they're $13 million over. So they can't combine salaries in a trade. So if you're looking to try to trade Jared Allen and Max Strus for a $35 million player coming back, you're not allowed to do that. If you were trying to trade for, if you're trying to trade Jared Allen and you want to take back a $22 million player, you're not allowed to do that. If you want to send out cash in a trade, you're not allowed to do that. Your exceptions are basically all eliminated. Your signing exceptions are basically eliminated. Your pick in 2033, your first will get frozen if you finish over the second apron this next season here. That's why if you're gonna try to trade your pick in 31 or 32, you got to do it basically during this upcoming season here. You can bring back Ty Jerome if you want. You are allowed to do that. There's no restriction except for maybe a little bit of the cost, but it comes at a significant. Number. For example, if you sign them to a $14 million salary, it costs you another $80 million towards the luxury tax. So there's certainly restrictions. The CBA doesn't tell you that you can't keep what you have, but it's basically telling you that you can't add any, it limits you as far as adding everything else.
31 and 32. I mean, good God, we're going to have a new football stadium by then. You're scaring the hell out of me over here, Bobby.
You're not the only team who's in that boat.
There's
a lot of those teams that have those. Listen, Denver's in that same situation. The Lakers are in that same situation where, you basically depleted your assets as far as from the Donovan trade. And then certainly going out and get Hunter, you eliminated most of your swap rights and everything here. And that's probably your big trade asset is your 2031 or 32 first to go out and do something.
So the Hunter trade, because I made the point on social media yesterday that it seemed like it was actually now more risky than I thought at the time. Now, granted, I didn't think they'd get bounced in the second round, and it's unfortunate he got injured in the series, even though he was able to play. So do you think they would have been better off maintaining their flexibility, or is that a move you make every time because they needed that length and you weren't assuming they were going to get bounced as early as they did?
Yeah, I think what would have happened is you still would have had Niang and his salary on your books, and you would have been forced to, Karras would have been here too, but he would have been a free agent. You would have had a little bit of flexibility, but it wasn't like, you would have still been a luxury tax team. You would have probably been close to the first apron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So it would have still have limited you as far as going out and signing a player in free agency.
So, Bobby, what can the Cavs actually do? Can they do anything to be better than what they are? I mean, they won 64 games.
I know.
But,
well, that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know. It's like, what can I do to be better? And then you're like, wait a minute, they just won 64 games, right? It's like, it is an extremely hard question to answer. They've got 11 guys under contract. They've got two picks in the second round. Yeah, certainly those are probably more designated to two-way guys. Yeah, I'm sure that the age-old question will come back as far as the Garland-Mitchell fit. I'm sure that the Mobley Allen fit, which I thought was pretty good this year. I mean, they were a really good team. Unfortunately, they found a unfortunate fate when it comes to the playoffs. Listen, they'll explore. I don't think you could just sit here after getting bounced in the second round and after winning 64 games and say, oh, you know what, we're going to do it all again. You know, because what you don't want to happen is you get to this point again next year and basically the same things happen. Defensively kind of went out the window a little bit, which you're one of the better defensive teams. I mean, you did everything right. I mean, you had the fifth fewest games missed to injury this year. You managed Donovan really well. Unfortunately, he gets hurt towards the end of in the playoffs here. But I do think you'll be exploring trades as far as what you can do, as I said, but you're just kind of limited as far as what the return value is going to be.
All right, Bobby, with that said, you gave us all the limitations of the deals you could make, but could you provide a framework of a deal you could make? The names that keep coming up are Jared Allen and Darius. So if you were to, let's just say, move one of those guys, what's the framework of a deal you could do that would be feasible under the CBA?
Listen, if you wanted to, hypothetical, let's say, have to be a third team involved. If you wanted to go out and try to get like Drew Holiday, for example, okay, just hypothetical, and you wanted to trade Darius, you would have to basically trade Darius to a third team and get Drew Holiday from Boston. That works, because you were taking back less money. One makes, I think, 34, 35. The other one makes close to 40. That type of deal would work. As far as with Jarrett, he's going in. He still has one more year left on his original contract. So that's at 20. So you're basically looking at anything, anything less than 20, $20 million, which it doesn't get you terrific value out there, but that's the type of framework. As I said, you just can't combine his number with another salary. If you can't combine him and Isaac's number to go get a $30 million player out there.
Why did the league move to do something that would limit, like, owners like Dan Gilbert, who love spending money, have no problem spending money and spare no expense? Why do you think the league went to this? Because originally it was, well, to prevent the super teams and everything, but now you have a team in Cleveland, homegrown draft picks, a superstar trade that they use their own assets to get. It wasn't like there was any collusion or conspiring to form a team like this, and it seems like they are now being penalized for drafting well.
Well, they're not really homegrown. I mean, they drafted well with Mobley and Garland, but they traded for Allen and Mitchell. So,
aren't those savvy trades and using your own assets to make it happen?
Sure. I mean, but they're similar to where Boston is. Boston traded for Derek White and Porzingis, and they're going to pay a financial cost, and that roster is going to be torn apart after the season is. I think the reason why the league did it is why we're looking at the playoffs right now, where you can say any team remaining can still win a championship. I mean, that's a big reason why, and it forced owners like one of the wealthiest owners in Steve Ballmer in the world to walk away from, basically the apron has scared billionaires. I mean, that's the reality of it. And the NBA has accomplished doing it, where you have, whether it be Ballmer walking away from Paul George, and that trade, and that worked for him. Them not signing Paul George was the best move they could do. Golden State not signing Klay Thompson, and it worked for him. You could still go out and, we saw the Lakers go out and get Luka, and Golden State go out and get Jimmy Butler. The hard part now becomes is that when you're one of these teams that pay a significant price, those deals basically kind of go out the window.
Bobby Marks joining us here from ESPN. Hey, in team building, how does a team get tougher?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
That's a good question. Listen, you're going to have to find, as far as, it's not going to grow over the summer, right?
Yeah.
It's funny because it's a good point. It's a good point because you watch some of these other series and some of these games kind of turn into a hockey, You know, like, you know, there's always going to be a, like, whether it be Golden State, the Houston series, or Golden State, Minnesota, there's going to be a flare up somewhere, right? We didn't really see that as much. You know, I know we saw a little bit, as far as maybe a teeny bit, in this Indiana series, but there was no guys that you can kind of throw in your fourth line and say, like, you know, hey, go out and get, you know, take care of their best player and stuff. So, yeah, how do you go out and do that? I mean, I guess you're going to do it probably in the veteran minimum market there and find, you know, so you can find a guy that kind of fits that identity. But, yeah, that's every team needs one or two of them. Unfortunately, Cleveland didn't have one. It probably pays more for the playoffs than regular season. How do you get more of a defensive identity, and how do you become tougher?
Well, some people are saying, like, Tristan Thompson should go out there and start socking people. And I'm like, well, I don't know how that works. And they're like, well, how does it work? Well, Bobby, can you explain how that doesn't work like that?
Yeah, listen, if he went out there, I would think Tristan Thompson, he didn't make a lot of money. He would probably lose most of that paycheck that he earned this year as far as to do that. But I do think, you know, like P.J. Tucker, and I know P.J. Tucker's past his prime right now. Like, when P.J. Tucker was in Milwaukee, and he had a role, right? I mean, there was a role for him out there. That's hard. It's just hard to kind of go out and find those type of guys now.
Bobby Marks, ESPN. Follow him on Twitter. Bobby, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. At Bobby Marks 42 on social media. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.